Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, it's only yourself. Look at you.
How are you?
I'm great. Listen, we're at the end of April. What's the story? What are you doing?
Well, remember we were talking about the lovely Easter lamb, spring lamb.
Yes, of course.
So I was kind of going to do something different to the roast leg of lamb.
Right.
But a braised shank of lamb, which is great.
All right, so you got rid of the legs and now you want to deal with his shank.
This is lovely, though. It's low and slow, as you know.
Low and slow.
So lamb shanks are good value, full of flavour. You cook them on the bone and you'll pick them up at your butcher and they're just delicious.
Yes.
So they're not like a fast cook, they're a slow cook. If you have a slow cooker or a casserole pot, like this one is cooked in the oven at 170 and for about 3 hours.
All right,
so
okay.
With the lamb shanks...
And it's the one where the meat falls off.
Oh my God, you do it with spoons.
Yeah.
A big bowl of buttery mash. Oh my God, you're in heaven.
All right.
He's licking his lips. So heat a pan, or you can do this in the casserole pot, brown off your lamb shanks. And the reason why you do that for any kind of meat is to get flavour and to start the cooking process. So when you brown it off, it kind of caramelises the outside, even though it's still raw in the centre for a cut like this, but it gives lovely flavour to your whole meal experience.
Okay.
One onion goes in, so you browned off your lamb. One onion, lots of carrots, some garlic in there, and some pearl barley. I love barley.
Do you?
In a soup. I love it in a risotto.
Okay.
I use it a lot, so I do at home, which I really like. We use it a bit in the restaurant, but it's delicious in this now.
Yeah,
and
okay.
If you don't like it, leave it out, by the way. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, so some fresh thyme, and I think we spoke that rosemary is great with lamb. We've mentioned that many times on the show. So you browned off all that, your vegetables, your lamb shanks. You're going to cover it with some beef stock or lamb stock, some red wine. You love this, a pint of red wine. You couldn't be happier.
Pint of red wine, mother of God.
That goes into your casserole pot, and you literally cook this for a good, say, 3 hours, until it's really fallen off the bone. That depends on the size of your of the lamb shank. And remember, the oven is 170, so it's not too low, and it's not too high.
Okay.
And again, that's a fan oven.
Yeah.
So all your braise and liquor is in there, your lamb shanks. Like, when this is cooked, Marty, I should have said this, this will keep for at least a week in your fridge, and you can reheat it, which is gorgeous, so it is. So if you find that the liquid is too runny, because the barley will thicken it, I should have said that.
Yes, the barley will thicken
it, and if you find that it's too runny, mix up a little bit of corn flour. Oh, I remember the first time my mother asked me to thicken a casserole. Okay, I was about 10 or 12. We were up in the attic tidying up, and she came down, or she asked me, and I just got the corn flour, flung it in the casserole, didn't mix it with cold water, ruined the whole thing.
Of course you did.
I never made that mistake since.
No, you wouldn't.
So when you're using corn flour for your listeners,
your mammy would forgive you
if you mix it with cold water, it will help thicken it, and that's really important.
Okay.
So into that then, Marty, we're going to finish that then just with a big bowl of potatoes. You have your vegetables, you have your carrot. So cut everything chunky. Don't be cutting it small.
Sure.
Big chunks of carrot, big chunks of onion, which is perfect. And you can serve that with some peas or broccoli. Some nice green veg would work well. But a big bowl of buttery mash. Sit one lamb shank per person. So it's actually six serves. So it's one lamb shank each. And then, Marty, big bowl of mash. And then that lovely gravy is the cooking liquor, so that's your stock and red wine.
Oh, it's lovely.
So you drink that with a straw.
Oh, should that, you would. That's lovely. That's
it's
absolutely
so tasty.
Gorgeous.
So it is.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a very different recipe than what we were talking about. The roast leg of lamb. It's the lamb shanks. Good value.
Yeah.
Full of flavour, but definitely low and slow.
So we're moving
on to dessert, and a classic dessert.
What have we got?
With a little twist, bread and butter pudding.
Oh, that's a great old favourite.
My oldest sister, Sharon, it's one of her favourite desserts. So
is it?
Bread and butter pudding.
Yeah.
But I've done this a little bit different, Marty. I'll talk you through it in a minute. I'm putting some lemon juice and zest into it.
Right.
And also what I'm putting is vanilla, and I'm putting sultanas and your favourite ingredient, prunes, into it.
Oh.
You can leave them out. You can leave the
prunes
out.
Why would you put prunes?
Oh, it's tasty. I do like prunes, but that's a personal choice. Sultanas are perfect just for all your listeners out there.
I think prunes see me coming.
I say that
here
too.
He comes. Do your worst.
You're a good man.
Oh,
okay, so 4 eggs, milk. Full fat milk, 300 ml of milk, 150 ml of cream.
Top
when I talk
bus.
About cream, it's always whipping cream that I use. Okay.
All right, Jess.
Mix that all together in a bowl with a finely grated rind and zest of one lemon, one vanilla pod, 2 ounces of cast sugar. Or what I've done, actually, I've made this recipe with a couple of spoonfuls of honey, which is different.
Oh, yeah.
So you could try that just for everyone at home.
And honey's wonderful.
Instead of sugar. Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So some sliced white bread, about 6 slices. some butter. So you have to butter the old bread. That's why it's called bread and butter pudding.
An old bite of it while you're having it.
And then on say like an oven-proof dish. So you brush that with a little bit of butter. You put your lovely sultanas into that. You could use dried cranberries. Marty doesn't like prunes,
but
I do. Put your prunes in.
Yeah.
Finely chop the prunes, or you could use dates. But if you just wanted to use sultanas, that's the one fruit I would definitely use, which is perfect.
Yeah.
So that goes on. Then goes your bread, which is buttered and sliced. And then you pour, you've actually made a custard, a cold custard. So you have, you pour that over there. And then you need to bake this at 180, and you need to bake it in a bain-marie. So Marty, you sit the dish in a big tray of water, boiling water. It doesn't touch the custard, but it protects the custard from curdling.
Sure.
So that goes in. I usually cover it with tin foil, and it says about 30 to 35 minutes until it's just set. So when it's slightly wobbly, just give it another few minutes, take it out of the oven, let it finish off in the warm water, the water bath we call that, excuse me.
Right.
And then what you do, just brush it with a little bit of warmed apricot jam or marmalade. Oh, it's so good. So good.
Oh, that's lovely.
Served warm, big bowl of ice cream
absolutely.
A big, some whipped cream.
Ice cream, or it was whipped or ice?
I'd have probably both.
Say no more. You're an awful man.
Say no more.
You're an awful man.
Oh, it's so lovely.
Yeah.
But definitely not cold. Has to be warm. Has to be warm.
I think I'd...
Go on.
I think I'd go with the ice cream.
Would you? Okay.
I would, yeah.
Well, I suppose that's a lovely combination.
Isn't it?
The hot and the cold.
That's what I'm thinking.
The warm kind of
I think the hot and the cold would be lovely.
Bread and butter. Mm. But can I just say one thing? The lemon is important in it.
Yes, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah,
the lemon gives lovely freshness, the zest and the juice of the lemon.
I think
so
we've discovered we're both lemon fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no,
and I know you're not a prune fan.
I'm not, no. No, we won't be.
Say no more.
We'll be going there. So anyway, fruity bread and butter pudding and the braised lamb shanks with barley and rosemary. I love that. I love that.
Are you happy now?
I am. I'm a very
Are you hungry now?
I'm starving. Well, I'm always starving when you arrive. always. And the worrying thing is I'm still hungry when you leave. That's the other thing. But anyway.
It's issue. Something's never changed.
No, we'll get that sorted. Listen, safe home.
Thank
just
you.
A reminder, as always, the recipes on RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and the recipes sit there. Listen, keep the faith, and God bless you.
And we'll see you next week.
We will, please,
you
God.
Look after and yourself. Sure, and behave yourself.
29th of April, mother.
It's unbelievable.
I better play a song. Better play a song about April.
I'm going to have to finish off these Easter eggs.
That's it, I know. Because waste not, want not.
Oh,
that,
that's my motto.
April comes, she will. That's a great song from Simon and Garfunkel.
Fantastic.
Haven't played that for a long time. We play that. Safe home, my friend. Love to Maldon.
See you soon, Marcy.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.